And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 21st of October, 2009. It's the birthday of Alfred Nobel, born Stockholm, 1833, who gave us the Nobel Prize. He was a weapons manufacturer and the inventor of dynamite. And when his younger brother Ludwig died, a newspaper in France printed a scathing obituary of Alfred Nobel. They got the death wrong. Alfred was, in fact, alive and well. But the obituary was a scathing condemnation of Nobel's work. Under the headline, Le Marchand de la Mort est mort, the merchant of death is dead. Dr. Alfred Nobel, who became rich by finding ways to kill more people faster than ever before, died yesterday. Alfred Nobel was upset, of course, that this might actually be his legacy. So he rewrote his will to establish a set of prizes. He wrote it about a year before he died, left 94% of his assets to endow five prizes: physics, chemistry, physiology, or medical works, literature, and peace. The first four to be chosen by Swedish committees, the Peace Prize by a Norwegian committee. In his will, he wrote instructions for the criteria for the prize in literature, and there's been some confusion over the years about just what he meant. The prize for literature, he wrote, should be awarded to the most outstanding work in literature, I idealisk riktning, which in Swedish can mean either an idealistic work or work in an ideal direction. And so there's been confusion whether the judging should center on the quality of the writing, the aesthetic value, or whether the work need be idealistic. And so certain writers, such as Tolstoy, Ibsen, Zola, Mark Twain, have been rejected for the prize. They were not idealistic enough. And neither were James Joyce or Marcel Proust, Vladimir Nabokov, or Jorge Luis Borges. Nobel Awards ceremony held every year, December the 10th. And now there's also an annual ceremony, a parody of the Nobel Awards, called the Ig Nobel Prizes, held at Harvard, handed out by Nobel laureates. The Ig Nobel Awards are for achievements that first make people laugh and then make them think. A prize given to a veterinarian in France for discovering that the fleas that live on a dog can jump higher than the fleas that live on a cat. One to an Argentinian scientist for the discovery that Viagra aids jet lag recovery in hamsters. And a professor at Princeton got an Ig Nobel Prize for his 17-page cognitive psychology report entitled Consequences of Erudite Vernacular Utilized Irrespective of Necessity, Problems with Using Long Words Needlessly. The Ig Nobel Prizes are given out in early October each year and always conclude with the proclamation, if you didn't win a prize, and especially if you did, better luck next year. Here's a poem for today by Kay Ryan, entitled Patience. Patience is wider than one once envisioned, with ribbons of rivers and distant ranges and tasks undertaken and finished with modest relish by natives in their native dress. Who would have guessed it possible that waiting is sustainable, a place with its own harvests, or that in time's fullness the diamonds of patience couldn't be distinguished from the genuine in brilliance or hardness? Patience by Kay Ryan, from her collection Say Uncle, published by Grove Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.